As I always like to do, I invite you to join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. Saint Therese, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, this is Alvaro with Uniquely Mary, a channel where I like to focus on the Blessed Mother and also everything surrounding her, especially maybe saints that loved her, apparitions, our own faith, our own experiences with the Blessed Mother, and other things that the Church likes to teach. So I'm trying to do a series of short videos, just little things, little ideas for you to take with you. And so today we have a special guest. Yes, we have a first-class relic of Saint Therese with us, joining us. How I got this, that's a secret between me and Therese and God, which I may or may not share with you. So I want to ask the question and talk about, why is Saint Therese so powerful? Which is something I was asking myself for a while. I thought, why is this little saint so powerful? Why is she so popular? There's other saints that have been humble. There's other saints that have written biographies or autobiographies. There's other saints that died really young that were amazing saints. And I think, why not them? Why Saint Therese? So I was reflecting on the case of Saint Francis of Assisi, who's another very popular saint. And I think it was either Saint Catherine of Siena or Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich or this one visionary who was asking Jesus, or was having a conversation with Jesus, about the saint that most closely resembled him and more closely imitated him. And Jesus revealed to that saint that it was Saint Francis of Assisi. And if you think about it, it totally makes sense. The way that Saint Francis of Assisi was rich, he gave up his whole wealth, he had the stigmata, he led so many crowds to him, he healed so many people, he changed the world. And all of those traits could apply to Jesus as well. So I was asking, why is Saint Therese so popular? Can we have a really good reason other than just because God wants it so? So the other day I was asking her, please show me, why are you so popular? And I looked up at this poster that I have, you could see it right there, and I felt like my eyes were drawn to the phrase, "My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge." And especially those words, "My Immaculate Heart." And then it came to me, it was as if the Holy Spirit showed me, that if Saint Francis of Assisi is the saint that most closely resembles Jesus, and that's why he's so popular, even amongst non-Catholics, Saint Therese and her heart is the saint that most closely resembles the Blessed Mother. And that if we wanted to see a modern day version of Mary's Immaculate Heart, it would be Saint Therese. That's why in her inner person, she most closely resembles the Blessed Mother. That's why so many people love her. That's why she's so popular. That's why she's so powerful before God. I hope you take this wonderful little small message with you today, asking the intercession of Saint Therese and the Blessed Mother. May God bless you. And may Saint Therese and her beautiful heart be with you always. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.